For the past year, New Orleans filmmaker John Ritchie has been traveling around the country talking to people about guns. And with 300 million guns owned by Americans, there are plenty of people to talk to. So just what are you asking people, John, and why?
The people that I've been talking to are people that have been affected by shootings that the guns that were involved in it were gotten without a background check. And so what we've been talking about is how, if 91% of the nation is for background checks on all gun sales, how is it that Congress will not pass a universal background check?
Tell me a little bit about the process. Where did you go? How did you decide where to go? You've been coast to coast, north to south.
Yeah. Well, okay, so when I was doing research for this film, I go to activist events in D.C. and in California, and I would meet people that have become involved as far as in the lobbying for better gun laws. And just through conversation, I would never approach anybody as a filmmaker. It was just as somebody else that was interested in this. I got to talking to different people. Probably more than half of the people at these events are people that have been directly affected by shootings. You know, a lot of them are victim survivors. A lot of them have children that were shot in shootings where the gun was gotten without a background check. And so what I found was this, is that you would meet people and you would find people that had very compelling stories. And, you know, there was something very moving about the fact that the incident that affected their lives drove them to the point of going all the way to D.C. to really try to get better gun laws passed.
You have talked, however, to a wide array of Americans, not only victims of mass shootings, but also avid NRA members and teachers. And tell us a little bit about the range of people that you have talked to.
Yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to do was we really wanted to test the statistic that said that 91% of Americans were for background checks on all gun sales. If you were to look at the way that it's portrayed in the media, you would think that we were much more divided on this issue. So we went out and we tried interviewing just people that we'd meet out on the streets. We went to the NRA convention and we interviewed NRA members there. And, you know, one of the things that was really interesting about interviewing the NRA members is that whenever I'd ask them if we could interview them, they said that, well, you know, sure, but you're probably not going to like what I have to say. We ended up interviewing about 13 people, and out of the 13, 11 were on the same page as that I'm on. You know, that as far as that, I do believe in your Second Amendment right to own a gun, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be regulating guns to prevent shootings when we know that there's a possibility that a person might use it in a way that might harm other people.
Where does Louisiana stand in the gun control, gun safety conversation?
Louisiana has some of the most relaxed laws, and I believe we're 48th. As far as when it comes to gun violence, it might even be more than that. The reality is this, is that you can look at states that have strong, strict gun prevention laws, and their amount of shootings has been reduced greatly. And then there are states like ours to where we not only have relaxed gun laws, we actually pass more legislation that makes it easier for people to get guns. And we continue to be at the very top of states where you have firearm injury and fatality.
Do you have a gun?
I do. I have a 16-gauge shotgun that I use it for duck hunting. I grew up in North Louisiana, and so as far as if you grew up in North Louisiana, there's a great probability that you do have a firearm. This issue has never been to me about, as far as banning guns. This has always been a public health issue.
John Ritchie's new film, 91%, will be out in early 2016. In the meantime, he is continuing the conversation about background checks and gun safety online at 91%film.com and also in a series of articles done in partnership with NOLA V called The Gun Report. Check it out. Join the conversation yourself. Get it started at NOLAVIE.com, NOLAVIE.com.
Renee, thanks for having me.